You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, thank you for joining me for this bonus episode of Table for Two. We're back. This week's lightning round is with the one and only Jeff Goldblum. A few weeks ago, we had the pleasure of having lunch together at the Sunset Tower Bar. He is one of the most interesting, charming, and stylish men in Hollywood. And our lunch was a wild ride in the best possible way. I'm excited for you to pull up a chair and hear the rest of our conversation soon. But today, we wanted to give you a little taste with some quick fire questions I asked Jeff at the end of our meal. I hope you enjoy this little bonus from our conversation, and we'll be back next week with another full episode. So, in this new sort of lightning round of questions, Mr. Goldblum, we are going to do this. Cab, Uber, or Subway?
Cab, Uber, or Subway?
In New York.
In New York specifically. Yeah, pinch. Well, that's good. You should have seen what you just did. You know how you so you must cook too. You must.
Oh my really- God! No, I cook like a good steak. I have like a dish. I was going to ask who cooks in your house. Is it you or Emily?
Emily does, and now she's posting some, you know, speeded up things sometimes.
Right.
Where she's
chop.
Yeah, she shows you her. Her recipe. Oh, I love her cooking. She made waffles this morning that I was just crazy about. I take one quarter of those. The kids they have a couple of big waffles. But yeah, I took a quarter and some French butter that she's a kind of connoisseur of.
Okay.
And some syrup. And
right.
I was very happy. And then Charlie made my coffee. But she cooks nicely. I don't do much, although I must tell you, today I cooked myself an egg.
You did?
Oftentimes she has cooked it, but I've realized I'm getting to be persnickety in particular. And so I could just about the heat and the everything, and I think I know what to do. So I cut I've done many different scrambled things through the year, but these days, one egg fried, and I take a spoonful of minced garlic and with some butter, and I start that, and then I crack it into the pan, and then shredded cheese. Today, I think it was some kind of mozzarella. It might have been cheddar cheese. Sprinkle it on top, salt and pepper.
Right.
Just at the right time. Flip it over. More cheese. Take it out just at the right time. Eat it immediately.
Okay.
When it's hot. I was very, very happy.
That's delicious.
Man, I've got
with
a couple.
Bread or no bread?
No bread. I wouldn't mind a piece of bread and some, you know, toast. But I had a little oatmeal on the side.
Okay.
That's my carb of choice. I think it's the more wise carb choice. And it can be very nice. I like it. And some blueberries.
Yep.
Then some fresh squeezed orange juice. The difference between fresh squeezed and not fresh squeezed is vast.
Yes, vast.
And the monsieur likes the fresh squeeze.
Right.
Terrifically. I can be ecstatic about the orange juice or deeply disappointed.
Right.
And then that was it. And then I got a couple of hot sauces, a green kind of salsa in a bottle that I like a lot. And this other thing that they gave me at Highly Likely, a place in Highland Park. And they gave me that hot sauce that they made. I put those on the side. I was very, very happy.
Were you wearing a robe when you did all this?
Oh, interesting. What was I wearing? Well, at this point, I was already dressed for my workout. Okay. So I had my workout shoes and my shorts and a little t-shirt. So that was it. But I do like robes.
Yeah, I picture you in a robe.
I like robes a lot. Currently, I try to keep my collection pruned to something minimal. And right now, I still have the robe that Wes Anderson gave the cast from Grand Budapest Hotel. Ooh, it's in those color schemes, that he's a master of. It's pink and purple with the Grand Budapest Hotel logo there. It's terry cloth, and kind of nice for warmth.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this sort of lighter thing that I can pull out if it's really warm out and I just want something
to
cover.
I just see you in a robe. Stature, you just,
Thank you.
I like
a robe.
Okay, now,
I like a robe.
Okay, so we're going to do our speed round.
Okay. Oh, we didn't get so
no,
we have
Uber or Subway.
Uber in New York. Uber, Subway, or... Well... I've had scenes in the subway. I've been filmed in the subway, even in Jurassic Park, Lost World. I have a scene in a subway. I don't think it's in New York. Where is that? But I've been on the subway. These days, cabs. I've had a lot of experiences with cabs in the rain and can't get a cab and da da da. Go, you're walking blocks to get a cab. Hey. This car on demand idea, it's very exciting to me.
Easy.
I like it.
All right.
Call it up and let's go.
We're hopping into Oobs. Okay. Ideal first date.
Ideal first date. That's funny you should say that. Of course, I can only think nowadays about my first date with the lovely Emily Goldblum.
Sure.
And... I met her at Equinox right here, right on Sunset.
Did?
Yes.
Love that.
I had a membership at the time. She was doing her morning. But speaking of sliding doors and what might have been if not for her sister had a baby that day. And she would have been at the gym like she usually is later in the day. But she was up because the baby came. And she, I may as well go to the gym. So she coincided with me in my early morning workout, and sure enough, I saw her doing some amazing things and walkie-walkie-walkie and talkie-talkie-talkie.
Well, wait. So she was walking.
I walked up to her. Right, she was doing some skin the cats. You gymnast people will know this. And TikToks, some things that nobody else can do. And I said, "What are you doing? What is this? Who are you?" Et cetera, et cetera. And then shortly after, I know she said, I'm doing some performing tonight if you want to come see me dance. I was like, yes, I'm coming. So I drove uncharacteristically. It was kind of late-ish, and I drove and got myself there.
The heart.
Yeah. She was fantastic. And I was quite
smitten.
Was
it done, when it's right, it's right?
Well, who knows? If time is the malleable thing that we think it may be, and there's no such thing as the continuum that it seems on the clock, then it was already now.
Right.
And we'd already had two kids, and the seeds of what might have been were already in the oak tree.
Yep.
Then the acorn was in the oak tree. So, yes, something in me, maybe some molecule in some part of me, it got excited about, I see the whole thing. And then the first day, so then that was kind of a first day. Then I went to see her dance. Then a couple of days later, I was playing in a jazz gig. I said, "You come and watch me." And one thing led to another, and we started to play that song from Fabulous Baker Boys, Another June, Another Ride. And she got up on top of my grand piano and did a kind of an amazing routine spontaneously.
Yeah.
That's kind of an extended part of this first date. And then I said, "Hey, come over and, I don't know what I had to say, that, but come over. We'll work on a monologue or something like that. I don't know. And knock, knock, knock. And at that point, the story gets fuzzy because now what it really is the trigger for this joke that just keeps happening. She never seems to tire of it. And the kids seem to get a kick out of it, where I say, here's what happened. I keep retelling what happened when she first knocked on the door and came over to the house. My version, and every time it's different, is something that she did that was wildly aggressive and you know, she was and I keep and when and saying something ribald and you know, whenever instead of she said, you know, that's what right. she said, it's like that's what you said when you first came over. That's always the joke. So I've told that joke 1,000 times and that's our first date, really. And now just the
that's a good first date.
The vehicle for this joke, this recurring joke.
Right. Yeah. I love that Charlie and River get a kick out of it.
And they do, yes. And we keep saying, Charlie, what's true? She says, she keeps saying, as robustly as she ever did, no, why would I say that? I couldn't have said, do I seem like the kind of person who says that? And I say, Charlie, River, who's right? Who? And their loyalty
here?
Always changed. Mama, no, da-da, you're a lot, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
You know, I think that... the sliding doors. That's life.
Yes.
Life is sliding doors.
Yes.
You don't know. Whenever you don't know, you take a right, you take a left.
Chaos theory.
Everything changes.
Yeah. If not for a butterfly flapping its wings, we wouldn't have, you know, a man on the moon.
Yeah.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, right. Which is different than empathy,
yeah.
Right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, favorite book.
Ooh, hey, Good question. Well, I've enjoyed through the years. Well, listen to this. We were just talking about Emily. You know what I did on my real first date, kind of, if you call it, when I said, hey, let's go to a restaurant. I'm going to take you to dinner. We went to some restaurant, and I had it in my pocket, or I started to read her The Great Gatsby, mm-hmm. which she'd never read.
Ah.
And over the course of that night and several others, I read her the whole book. So that
Very
has
romantic.
A so I do love that book,
That's
and that
a great
has a
book.
Special place. And of course, I like to read out loud. So I've read
you
her.
Do.
You know, Catcher in the Rye, which I like. I like P.G. Woodhouse. You know, mm-hmm. I've read all of P.G. Woodhouse.
Yeah.
You know, I like to read that. You know, 100 Years of Solitude and Love and the Time of Cholera. Awful good. These days, you know, I like Michael Chabon. I think that's how he pronounces it. And I just read Mysteries of Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And you ever read that?
Yeah.
Book?
Mm-hmm.
And I just read, and I saw her reading it today because I gave her my copy of, and I read some aloud to her, but she's kind of going, we don't get so much time, as you can imagine these days,
yeah.
where I can sit down and say, let's spend another couple hours and I'll read you the next two chapters.
Right.
And so she's reading The Yiddish Policeman's Union by Michael Chabon, which I got a big kick out of, kind of noir
right.
Thing. Yeah. So I like
I don't think I've ever heard someone reading to somebody. I like that. It's very romantic and it's really kind of great to be lost in someone else's voice and telling of a story and someone of your caliber. Who is, no, he's giving a smirk like, huh, who, me?
Caliber yeah. Schmaliber. Yeah, but
no.
But you know, but I'll tell you who's a good reader is Emily. Boy, what an actor
really?
She is. Yes, because every night we read out loud to the kids.
Right.
But really, I read some, but mostly she reads me in French and in English. She's a great reader, and
right.
she plays all the parts and is
right.
very.
How fun.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Oh my God, your house is fun. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
And, okay.
Good haircut, by the way. Good haircut.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Worst part about fame?
About fame?
About fame.
Oh, let me see.
When did you know you were famous?
Well, sometimes I'm not famous, you know, case by case basis.
Okay.
Oh, sure. Somebody said, as a matter of fact, at the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
This woman, who shall remain nameless, was in our group and said, oh, you know, I have this show. I have a news show locally in San Francisco.
Right.
Who do you think is going to win? What's your prediction? I said, I don't know if I want to weigh in on that. She said, what's the color of the Gatorade at the end of the thing? I said, okay, turn on your iPhone because that's what you want to do, and I'll give you something, and you can do it. And she said, okay, this is so-and-so from W so-and-so, and I'm here with Jeff Goldberg, and and Jeff, and I said, okay, keep it rolling, you know. Maybe it's impolite, but can I just correct you? It's actually Goldblum. And then she got, oh, let's start again. So that, I said, that's okay. You could have put that on the air.
Right.
But anyway, so like people that. Know me a little bit or not much or not at all. Or, you know, as a matter of fact, listen to this. I'll tell you something.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I kind of like, did you say, is this question the worst part
yeah,
or the best part?
There could be best or worst.
Well, I'll tell you, it all came home today.
Ooh.
I can't tell you what establishment, we were looking into a new kind of, thing to do and place to go and in LA today.
Okay.
Emily and I were talking. We said,
like a general thing to do, something new and
no,
different.
No, it
specific?
Was a particular kind
okay.
of
mm-hmm.
club or something. Because we got to talking and I said, hey, you know who was talking about that? And she said, hey, that's a great idea. Let's call them.
Right.
And I said, okay. And I was a little bit happy once again because I thought, hey, I can help this situation because sometimes when I call and I do it in a, I think, a gracious, an elegant way where I say, hi, how are you? This is Jeff Goldblum. So I say, hi. They answer, blah, 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 blah. I say, hi, this is Jeff Goldblum. How are you, I think I say, wanting to pass by it quickly, but I do say my name.
Right.
And sometimes, as we know, for good or ill, if it makes people sick, I understand completely, but and I probably shouldn't even accept the steps that I sometimes get to pass through quickly. But anyway, I don't mind it. And,
right.
so sometimes people go, oh, but let's help you with a restaurant or whatever
right.
it is. In this case today, and so I like that part of it. It's kind of yicky, but at the same time, I don't mind it.
Right.
If I can go Hey, Emily, let me help you. I think we'll be taken care of a little better
here. I think that's a great part.
And we'll have a little magical moment. Somebody will be happy and we'll be taken care of. And the whole thing, I think, I like that.
Yeah.
There's many examples of that. When it doesn't, this, I think this person said, hello. They were already kind of, hello, kind of perfunctory, if that's the right word. I say, hello, this is Jeff Goldblum. How are you? They said, fine. I went on, realizing immediately this was not the open sesame that I hoped. And they said, I said, yes, well, let me ask you, is it, question. And they maintained the same level of, aloofness. And then we put down the phone and it didn't ruin the whole thing. I was like, well, we may pursue this, but gee, that didn't. And I assessed it. I kind of did a recap of the whole thing with Emily. And I went, well, here's what I was hoping. Here's what we got. This is what they seemed they were going through. This is who it seemed like they were. And maybe they were thinking this, et cetera, et cetera. So that's a boring story.
No, but it's anyway, a good story because it's like you don't know where
it's going. I could
go
further into it, but it was, it interested us and it really was about this whole thing.
Right. It's funny because when you realize something doesn't land the way you think it's going to land, but you're like, you try to sort of see if you can lift it up again. And then you're like, okay, this is not going in the direction.
Okay.
And then, okay, we'll wrap it up with, these are so kind
I'm easily stimulated.
Now, there's no one
stories
like
about
you.
Everything. None of them interesting.
Okay, this will be my final. They're all interesting. Superpower you wish you had.
Superpower. Wow.
Right?
Well, off the top of my head, a little bit on the piggybacking on the last story, which is really the upshot for me of that story. It's like, hey, Buster, talking to myself, take it easy. You know, who do you think you are after all? So really, I mean, that's the upshot of that last story. No matter how much fun Emily and I might have had, busting ourselves over, here's what I expected, here's what we didn't get, and look how the world is. Really, I mean, here's one answer. If I had a superpower, it would be, how do I put this? At a moment's, on a dime, devoid of, which sounds too highfalutin to call it ego, but, attachment to one thing or another, whether it's my own identity, short-lived and fleeting, as we know, and, superficial identity, it would be that, something in that vein. I don't want to sound too, highfalutin, but really a kind of a larger perspective, the superpower of having on demand, a very available, the largest kind of perspective. And we're not even necessarily talking about something necessarily spiritual or highfalutin. Let's just call it adjacent to what Yuval Harari talks about, which is just, hey, as a Homo sapien, here's where we've come from.
Yep.
This is who we are, and what's the best that we can do?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good, I mean, human beings are really possessed of the potential of real superpower.
Yep.
And it's sort of in that area of being conscious, let's call it. Anyway, that's my real answer. I mean, instead of something stupid like I wish I were invisible or my arms could stretch, around the corner
and get
the salt by myself.
We hit a wild ride today with you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.
Table for Two with Bruce Bozzi is produced by iHeartRadio, 737 Park, and Airmail. Our executive producers are Bruce Bozzi and Nathan King. Our supervising producer and editor is Dylan Fagan. Table for Two is researched and written by Jack Sullivan. Our sound engineers are Emil B. Klein, Jess Cranage, Evan Taylor, and Jesse Funk. Our music supervisor is Randall Poster. Our talent booking is done by Jane Sarkin. Table for Two's social media manager is Gracie Wiener, Special thanks to Amy Sugarman, Uni Scherer, Kevin Uvain, Bobby Bauer, Allison Cantor-Graber, Barbara Jen, Jeff Klein, and the staff at the Tower Bar in the world-famous Sunset Tower Hotel in Hollywood. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.